Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, the chapter on patience. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal yaqulullahu ta'ala bani abdil mu'min indi jazawun idha qabattu safiyahu min ahli dunya thumma ihtasabahu illa al-jannah. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I take away a beloved of my... Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah ta'ala says, Yaqulullahu ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah ta'ala said, this means that it is hadith Qudsi. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala says, that when I take away a beloved of my believing servant, and he exercises patience in anticipation of reward, then he can have no recompense from me except Jannat. Except Jannat. What is meant by this? What is the meaning of Safiya? Here means that somebody that was very close to this person, either his wife, either his child, his son, his daughter, or for a woman, her husband may have passed away. Now when this incident or this occurred, that the loss of some close person, this person made sabr. He hoped for reward that, oh Allah, I'm making sabr. I'm hoping that you'll reward me for this loss that I've gone through, this difficulty that I've gone through. A parent knows that to lose a child is not an easy thing, it's not a simple thing. To lose somebody close is difficult. So when a person has to make sabr on this, it's not something that is small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it. Therefore, hadith Qudsi, Allah ta'ala himself is saying that when this person is making, when I take somebody, something beloved away from him, now it is a difficult moment, but at that time he's hoping for reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying there's no reward for this person except Jannat. In other words, Jannat will be this person's reward for that difficulty. That small period of separation in this dunya, it was difficult, but he had hope in my reward. When his eyes close, I will show him the Jannat I've got prepared for him just because of that sabr. So what we learn from here is sabr is a very, very great thing. Person can go on complaining and complaining. He's not going to bring the dead to life. He's not going to get anything. But a person, two things he does. He makes sabr, and then he hopes that, oh Allah, that for the sabr that I'm making, I'm hoping that you will reward me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards handsomely, unlike us in this dunya. There's only so much that we can give, and that too, after a while we get tired of giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and gives, and he gets happier to give. This is the one beautiful sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala gives and gives, and the more a person asks, the more Allah gets happier to give that person. Why? Because this is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more a person begs of Allah, the more happier he gets. And one more hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anha salat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anit ta'un. Fa'akhbaraha annahu kana azaban yab'athu Allah ta'ala ala man yasha faja'alahu Allah ta'ala rahmatan lil mu'minin. فليس من عبد يقع في الطاعون فيمكث في بلده صابرا محتسبا يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له إلا كان له مثل أجر الشهيد. رواه البخاري. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريد رسول الله نريد that she asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about a plague. So she went and she asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم about a plague. In Arabic we say طاعون. So he informed her that this is a punishment which Allah Ta'ala sends to whomever he wills, but he makes it a source of mercy for the believers. So one thing we learn from here, that for the believers, a plague is a mercy. It is a special mercy. As the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi would mention, that this plague is such a thing that is a mercy, so long as a person abstains from major gunas. Person here, a Muslim, a mu'min, he abstains from major gunas, then he must know that this plague that is coming is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a plague comes and a person is still involved in big gunas, then how can that be a mercy? Then after so much of such an eye-opener has come and a person is still involved in gunas, then there is a serious problem with a person's iman. So anyway, moving on to this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that this is a punishment for which Allah sends to whomever he wills, but he makes it a source of mercy for the believers. Any servant who is caught in a plague and remains there patiently anticipating reward and having full conviction that nothing can afflict him except that what Allah Ta'ala has destined for him shall receive the reward of a shaheed. So person has full yakin that nothing can catch me, it doesn't matter what happens. If Allah Ta'ala wants me to get it, I'll get it. I can try whatever I want to try. If Allah wants me to get it, I'll get it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want me to get it, I won't get it. It's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, his iman is right, his yaqeen is right, that he is trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he has full conviction. Rasulullah is saying that this person has full conviction that nothing can afflict him except which Allah ta'ala has destined for him. This person shall receive what reward? The reward of a shaheed. Imagine a person going out in battle, fighting and giving his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is giving this person the reward of a shaheed just for something simple like this, that he is having, he's remaining patiently and he is having full hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time his yaqeen, his iman is right, that I'll get it if Allah wants me to get it, and if Allah Pak doesn't want me to get it, I won't get it. So this person has got the correct belief also. Now there's such great reward for this person, he will pass away as a shaheed. So therefore we see that what Allah Ta'ala has got in place for a believer is something that is very, very ajeeb. So it is mentioned, some ulama have mentioned, that patience upon illness is proof of one's satisfaction with taqdeer. When a person has got patience, when he's ill, when he's got some pain, he's got some difficulty, he may have cancer, not that any other terminal illness he's got some kind of sickness, and upon that this person is making sabr. This is proof of a person happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This indicates the perfection of iman. When a person goes through difficulties and hardship and then he makes sabr, this indicates on the perfection of iman. Therefore all the time we must try and remind ourselves that we are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't know this dua, we must try and learn it. But if we don't know the Arabic, at least say the English, radina billahi rabba. We are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb. Wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasuluhu wa nabiyya. Be happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Rasul and our Nabi. Wa bil Islami deena. And we are happy with Islam as our deen. Every day try and say it. Happy radina billahi rabba wa bil Islami deena. Wa bi Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasuluhu wa nabiyya. So a person is reminding himself and he's affirming that he's happy with whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. He's happy with whatever is in the deen of Islam, and he's happy with every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.